What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. Y'all know what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the big bitch feud, because this shit exists. Fucking bigism. That's what the fuck. That's what my coworker told me that that's what it's called. The new word for it is bigism. It is a big bitch feud, okay, y'all? For those of y'all that don't know what a big bitch feud is, because I'm definitely not sure if y'all are even aware, even the big bitches, I don't think y'all are aware of it. But a big bitch feud is when big bitches be jealous and envious of each other. It's just like, you know, you want to know something? My Cardi voice. I never understood it. Because, bitch, we both big. So what's the problem? Like, it's dumb shit. And one thing that has a lot to do with it is confidence level. You know, it's people out here that aren't confident. Some people that are. Everybody is self-conscious. That's for sure. Even if you are the most confident person in the world, you self-conscious about something. I just don't believe that nobody in this world is not self-conscious. But, you know, we both big, bitch. You mad at me because I have more confidence to wear more stuff than you? You don't have to fucking dress like a grandma. Like, you don't have to fucking shop at Catherine. You don't have to shop at JCPenney. You know what I'm saying? Because your fucking mom or grandma says so, whoever the fuck, like, you know, go on fashion website. I mean, maybe everybody doesn't have a sense of style, but that don't have nothing to do with the next big bitch, okay? Keep that shit to yourselves. So, big bitches will really hate on each other for having confidence. That's one thing, and it's so fucking annoying. It's fucking ridiculous. Like, and that it, the clothing has something to do with it. And my whole thing is, you could be fly too, sis. You know what I'm saying? You know, develop your own style. Pick and choose things that you see that are appropriate. You know what I'm saying? I hope you heard my body shaming, you know, podcast. Sir, everything not for you, sis. So know what's for you and your body type. That's just like the lipsticks and shit. Oh, God. I'm going to talk about the lipsticks. So, I don't know if everybody that listens to me has ever seen my Instagram, but for a while now, I like to wear a lot of different shades of lipstick, like wild colors, like, but they look good on me. Like, I don't wear no colors that I know is going to look dumb as fuck on me. Like, a light-ass pink make me look like a crackhead, so I don't fucking wear it. It looks like I just smeared Pepto-Bismol on my fucking lips. It looks dumb as shit, so I don't wear it. Orange looks even fucking dumber on me. I look like a fucking clown. You know what I'm saying? So I don't wear orange. You will never catch me in orange lipstick. I don't wear what's not for me, sis. You know what I'm saying? So you have to pick and choose your battles, you know? Same thing with perfumes and stuff. Every perfume doesn't match your scent. And my dad used to tell me that when I was young. I mean, y'all, my dad ain't shit. He used to just, like, if he didn't like the way a perfume smelled, he'd be like, that shit stinks. It don't go with your, you know what I'm saying, your body chemicals. And I never really understood what the fuck he was talking about, but now that I'm older and I do wear perfume, every scent doesn't go with everyone. Like, my cousin could wear like a old motherfucking Elizabeth Taylor ass perfume and she smell like, you know what I'm saying, this smell goes good with her. I put the shit on, I smell fucking dumb. Yes, I smell dumb. So don't, I'm not gonna wear that shit. So it's all about just knowing what's right for you. You ain't got hate on the next big bitch, sis. It's so unnecessary. Another thing I want to touch on is male attention. And this is real. This is with females, period. Because it's why skinny bitches out here to get mad that certain big bitches get attention that they don't get. And vice versa, big bitches get mad at the attention that the skinny bitches get that the big bitches don't get. Can everybody just stay in their fucking lane? Like, who cares? Who cares? Like, it's somebody out there for everybody. I do believe that. But, you know what I'm saying? What you not about to do is be trying to, like, look at my man and shit. Because, bitch, just because he like me and I'm a big bitch and you a big bitch, that don't mean he's going to like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help it if you look like Princess Fiona. So that's what you're not going to do. And that has definitely happened to me before. in a relationship. Like, I really felt like this bitch wanted my dude. Like, I felt like she was never checking for him until he got with me. It's like, oh, well, he like big bitches, so let me try my hand. Like, bitch, nah, we're not doing that, sis. That's not how it's going down. Just because I got him, that don't mean you will. We don't have the same personality. We don't have the same style because you dress like Walmart. And no, fucking no. So, yeah, that happened to me in my last relationship. Maybe a couple of them, for real. The last one I can remember vividly, though. They were like best friends, I guess, before I got with him. Okay, cool. And then I got with him. And I might have been like the second big bitch he messed with. And I guess she's like, oh, well, she like big bitch. No, that don't mean that. That don't mean that he gonna like every big bitch he see. You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna like every skinny nigga you see? Like, how does that logic even work? But long story short, I feel like she saw it coming on to him and shit. And it was a little bit of that best friend, all that shit, too much. And see, me in a relationship, let me tell you something. I don't deal with that. If we in a relationship, I mean, if you had a best friend like all your life and it's a female, okay, I'll adapt to it, whatever. But if you don't be coming to me talking about you got female friends, because I ain't got no nigga friends. If we together, me and you is best friends. We supposed to be best friends. So all that best friend shit, I don't fucking believe in, because people be fucking their best friends. And I noticed, because I've had niggas that were best friends and I ended up fucking them. So this is coming from a real live bitch right now. Real live Fox 5. Yes, that is fucking true. People be fucking their best friends. Bitches be calling niggas, that's my brother. Bitch, you just sat on your brother dick last night. How, Sway? How? No, ma'am. So, that's why I don't fuck with that best friend shit. That shit fake, nah. So, and I don't want to hear nobody say, just because you fuck your best friend. Bitch, it happens. But it happens, okay? Like I said, unless y'all was best friends all your life or whatever, I could respect that, because I know somebody that they've been best friends since they were like kids, and they really legit are best friends. That's cool, but you know, we in a relationship, don't just be jumping out the cup talking about my best friend. What? You ain't got no best friend. Fuck is you talking about? No. So anyway, back to the big bitch view. Big bitches, I'm just trying to say, stop hating on other big bitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, be in your lane, get your style. Do you love yourself? Fuck the next bitch. Always focus on you and, you know, going forward and doing whatever the fuck it is you want to do in this world. You know what I'm saying? Stop fucking hating. That shit is not cute. If anything, like, if you envious of a bitch, you envy comes from admiration. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk to her, be like, you know, where you shop at, or that's cute, or you know what I'm saying? Like, women to me don't know how to compliment each other enough, and I might be one of them, but no, you know what, I compliment when it's due. Like, people just be siphoning people sometimes, okay, but like, if I really think some shit look good, I'm gonna fucking tell you. I don't care if you a stranger on the street, if you look good, or you got one something I like, or I like your style, or whatever it is, I'm gonna compliment you, and that shit gonna be so genuine. I'ma really fucking mean it. I don't like saying, just talking just to talk. Motherfuckers like just talking just to talk, like small talk. That's a pet peeve. I don't like small talk. Say some meaningful shit. Say some real shit. So that concludes my episode of the Big Bitch View, aka Bigism, and I see y'all on the next episode. Hold up, y'all thought I was gone. How the fuck could I forget this? Alright, y'all. So I don't know if everybody saw on Instagram like last week when Cardi was like, I got fat bitch pussy. My pussy good like a fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? We all got hate on each other, even like, according to a skinny bitch, all the big bitches got good pussy. And I've heard that from niggas too. Like, I hang with niggas and I've definitely heard that from niggas. So what's the problem, sis? It's good pussy to go around. Find your own nigga. But Cardi, stop right there, sis. Don't have these everybody and their mom out here that's a big bitch thinking that they all got good pussy. While you may have good pussy, relax, sis. Because I know all the big bitches was going crazy when that came out. I was, including me. I was like, yeah, sis, put us on. But some of y'all bitches stink. All right? So it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Wash your pussy. Because like I said, I be talking to niggas and they be telling me stories too. So, yeah. All right. See y'all next episode.